This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, the best public affairs radio show that I'm a part of, anyway. It's the Adam Ritz Show. Jay Baker is joining me on the phone. Jay is one of the best co-hosts any guy could hope for. And I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go, Jay?
I am excited. You know, this is that time of year we always talk about. You know, the sports season obviously gets pretty darn exciting. Weather's usually pretty good throughout the United States. And yeah, I am ready to go.
I am hanging on to summer. I'm not ready for fall, although you know this about me. I love Halloween and I love football. So I am Mr. Fall in some respects. But I love summer. I love the hot weather. I love the beach. I love the swimming pool. And I'm not ready to give that up yet. So get that pumpkin spice latte out of my face, Jay Baker.
Yeah, I'm with you. When you and I used to work together a lot, we'd always laugh that if anybody ever asked us a question, we'd just go, hey, it's that time of year again. And you know, because like you said, then the next part was always fall drinks at your local coffee shop.
Yep, pumpkins. It's pumpkin spice season. It's that time again. Jay, I wanted to start with a cool story. I may get on this. I think you might want to as well. A 1982 Airstream recreational vehicle. Like if you could imagine in your head just that classic chrome silver Airstream RV.
Yeah, I think
Winnebago.
The Airstreams, to the best of my knowledge, were always trailers. They were made out of chrome, stainless steel, and they were somewhat like spear-shaped. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you need a tow vehicle, yeah.
We have one that's for sale. You can buy this, Jay, and the money will go to help veterans. And here's the best part. Are you ready for the best part?
Sure.
I suppose the best part is that the money is going to go to the National Veterans Foundation. That is the best part. Here's the second best part. This 1982 Airstream was once owned by Michael McDonald.
Well, that's cool.
I think that is cool. So, you know, there might be some gray beard whiskers in the sink of this thing. The Doobie Brothers band member and Grammy Award-winning musician recently donated it, and it's now being offered for sale with all the funds going to the National Veterans Foundation. So you'd certainly want Michael McDonald's Winnebago because he's a pretty responsible rock star. He has been married to the same person since the 1980s, the early 80s. They have a wonderful family. So you're not really risking any terrible rock star activity inside this thing that you may worry about if you bought, say, Tommy Lee's Winnebago.
Yeah, I suspect Tommy Lee's Winnebago has a few holes punched in the wall.
There's
would
some
be
holes
my
in
guess.
The wall. Yeah, there's some stains on the carpet, and a lot of the furniture is broken. So, I don't know if you're a Doobie Brothers fan, if you're a fan of yacht rock and the soothing, smooth, golden voice of Michael McDonald, you can own his 1982 Airstream our recreational vehicle. And you can go to sleep easy at night knowing that the money went to the National Veterans Foundation.
You read Michael McDonald's book, I'm going to guess, but maybe not. I know you kind of claimed you're not much of a reader, but I've always been a big proponent. Well, I'm kind of answering the question myself, aren't I? I'm going to stop. But basically, you know, I've always shared with you that I love rock biographies and autobiographies just because you kind of gain some insights to the crazy life of these artists. And my favorites have been Gene Simmons has a couple of books out. Ozzy Osbourne famously has a couple of books out, including a new one that is going to be out soon that he was working on prior to his passing. But the Michael McDonald book about his life is pretty fascinating, mostly because it's what you've alluded to on these airwaves. Here's a guy that's been involved with so many different bands, was thrown sort of in the deep end of the pool when he joined the Doobie Brothers because Tom Johnston was physically unable to continue with the band. And the Doobie Brothers had a whole different life because of and with Michael McDonald. That didn't always make the fans love him, but it was one of those things where he was that big of a creative force. So I would highly recommend his book.
It was co-written, the book was, with his friend Paul Reiser, who's a comedian and actor, which
Oh, that's right.
I found that to be a kind of an odd pairing. I wouldn't have imagined Michael McDonald and Paul Reiser being good enough friends to want to collaborate on a book about Michael McDonald's career, but they did. And yeah, that was a bestseller that last year for sure. I'm going to listen to it on audiobooks because Michael McDonald is the voice. He reads
the book. Oh,
there
you go.
So if you like his voice, I mean, what could be better than reading that book through his voice? That's the way I like to read books, Jay.
Yeah, there you go. That's maybe the best way if you're not a big fan of reading. Hey, speaking of helping veterans, Joe Walsh and Vince Gill. Many people may not totally realize that Vince Gill is sort of the newest member of the Eagles.
I didn't know that. You're educating me.
Yeah. Well, Vince Gill, kind of a famous guy in the country music world. He's an amazing guitar player. So he's sort of the step-in guy for the Glenn Frey and Don Felder guitar parts.
Right, okay.
And he's kind of an amazing guy in his own right. He is an average, everyday guy. No kidding. If you were just walking down the street and Vince Gill walked by you, many people just wouldn't recognize him. He is the epitome of the average, everyday guy. And so it's kind of cool that he's a member of the Eagles. He and Joe are going to be doing the Two Eagles Helping Vet show. Joe Walsh just announced the lineup at his next Vets Aid concert that's going to be happening November 15th at the Intrust Bank Arena in his hometown of Wichita, Kansas.
That is super cool.
And joining Joe will be his Eagles bandmate, Vince Gill. And Vince is bringing along some friends. He's bringing along Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman. Walsh will do a set back by Susan Tedeschi and her husband, Derek Trucks. Have you ever seen a video of Susan Tedeschi playing guitar?
No, I have not. And should I know her name? I don't know if that's clicking in my head.
Well, the Tedeschi Trucks Band are sort of a byproduct of the Allman Brothers Band. Derek Trucks, I forget his dad's first name, but his dad was one of the preeminent members of the Allman Brothers Band.
Okay.
And Derek and Susan married, and they're both just outstanding musicians. It's so funny. I've got friends. Well, it's like a jam band. And for some people, the minute they hear that, it's like, oh, don't involve me, please. But they are known for their amazing instrumental prowess. So, yes, the songs are a bit on the jam side, but they're very talented and very accessible. Nathaniel Ratliff is going to be with the bands as well, and more special guests to be announced. Joe Walsh has said, it's been a long-term goal of mine since we began Vets Aid nearly 10 years ago to bring it all home to my native Wichita to serve Kansas veterans and their families. So I think that that is so cool when rock stars do these benefits.
It's so helpful to their causes, to their community, to their fans. We've talked about this a few thousand dozen times, how important it is to use your entertainment dollar to help a good cause. So if you're in or near Wichita in November, this is something you can get involved with. Have a great night of entertainment, see a couple musical legends, and maybe some jam bands too, and know that you're doing your part to help raise money and awareness for veterans. Here's a little Vince Gill trivia that I just came across probably, I don't know, 5 weeks ago that I had no idea. He was the lead singer for Pure Prairie League.
Yes.
And sang their hit, Let Me Love You Tonight, which I'm not going to sing right now, but everybody listening to this show has heard the song, Let Me Love You Tonight. There, I sang it. I said I wasn't.
There you go.
But yeah,
well, Pure Prairie League was very interesting because they sort of had two careers as well. And the second career was the fact that they had Vince Gill, who was an amazing instrumentalist and pretty darn good singer, help them have two or three major hits that they wouldn't have had.
Vince Gill, he's, you know, if he keeps plugging away, maybe he'll be successful one of these days.
He's working hard at it. You know, we've always talked about scams, and, you know, we've given you the advice. There's a couple different ways to check scams, one of which is to ignore the obvious. Most companies that are sending you these scams in general rarely give text announcements. Well, now this one, the Federal Trade Commission is actually stepping in because they're having to warn consumers about a scam that involves Amazon. And we've always talked about Amazon. We order so much stuff from Amazon. Let's say you get a scam text from a company proposing to be Amazon. They'll oftentimes give you the body of the text saying, we can't deliver your package until you verify something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I know most people are like, wait, I want my package. I'll verify anything.
This is a birthday present. I need this package. I need to verify it for sure.
Yeah, this is very important. At any rate, apparently these scammers are sending phony text messages that claim to be from Amazon saying the item that you bought has been recalled. So once again, they find a way to sort of put a hook in you because you ordered that famous mop or whatever you got from Amazon, and now you're thinking, oh no, it's been recalled. The FTC says don't fall for it and don't click on the link offering a full refund, or you could get ripped off by scammers who are after your money and personal information. Your Amazon account will tell you whether there are any product recalls. And the Federal Trade Commission says that gives you an opportunity to check it out directly.
You know, we could just do an entire radio show about scams.
There's a bunch of them. Yeah.
Too many scams to even cover. I saw a scam last week on just floating around Facebook in my personal life. And I was I went down this rabbit hole and was looking at Toto concert reviews. They're on tour this summer. And, you know, I'm a fan of Rosanna and Africa. And everybody on this one thread, there were people commenting about what a great concert it was. And this woman reply, you know, her comment was, I don't know, it was a great show. There was a reply to her comment from Joseph Williams, who's the lead singer of Toto. And I was just curious, so I read it, and it said, thank you so much for your kind words about the show. Send me a friend request so we can be friends. And I'm like, there's no way the lead singer of Toto.
Yeah, it seems very unlikely.
Asking people that he doesn't know to send them a friend request. So I clicked on the account just to see if it was, in fact, Joseph Williams. And of course, it was a Facebook page with like no friends and two posts. So this was a total imposter account. They call them imposters. that was, and I don't even know what their goal was. To if the girl sent him a friend request, what would they get out of it? How could they scam her out of bank money other than, I suppose, just starting the conversation?
Right.
So they engage. Now they've got a mark. Now they can start the conversation and say, well, gee, you know what? We'll fly you out to our next concert, but we need a $1,000 deposit. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's always hard to tell what is the motive. And you and I know that it touches that mark of you want to be a responsible person. Oh, that product I just bought, you know, you see something that you just have to have, a wireless keyboard or whatever. And it's like, oh, it's been recalled. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, this person that I really admire, they want to be friends. Right. You know, it's like they touch on that part where they know that they can hook you emotionally.
Well, Jay, I'm telling you right now, if I ever get a message from Angelina Jolie that says, please send me a friend request, I'm going to err on the side of caution, and I'm going to send that friend request just in case it really is her.
It's like the scam that says, Jay Baker, let's be friends. And then you realize it's so emotionally draining being my friend. You'll ask yourself, why did I ever respond to that?
It's a lot. It's a lot to be your friend.
It's a lot. Absolutely. Hey, you know, we want to sound like your great uncle by giving you advice, but I'm sure you've all heard AI. It could replace workers. It can do this. It can do that. Much of the discussion of what AI can and can't do is somewhat theoretical, but we do know that there will be certain jobs at risk from AI. And Fortune magazine has looked into using some government criteria and research what jobs are least affected by AI and which jobs are most affected by AI. The list is kind of fun because it's literal. I don't know if you've ever seen government statistics on jobs, but the government loves to be able to totally classify your job.
Okay.
And what I mean by that, you may work in an office setting and you say, well, I kind of wear 20 different hats. Well, the government loves to make sure, no, you have to have a specific title. And here's my example of this. Jobs that are least affected by AI: dredge operators, bridge and lock tenders, water treatment plant and system operators. See, those are such specific jobs. Mm-hmm. Like if you met somebody, Adam, at a social event, and you said, so what do you do for a living? I'm a bridge and lock tender. You'd be like,
yeah,
oh,
what?
Tell me more.
I've never met a dredge operator. Tell me more.
Yes, absolutely. But so this list is kind of interesting. But I think instructive looking forward, and it's like, have you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Mike Rowe?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dirty Jobs.
Mike Rowe, yeah, was the host of the cool show Dirty Jobs. He became a huge proponent of blue-collar, trade-oriented jobs because he felt like that there wasn't anything necessarily wrong with going to university. But when I say bought, you have to earn a degree, but you have to pay for it somehow. But by paying for an expensive degree may or may not pay off for you in the long run. So Mike Rowe was always a big proponent of blue-collar jobs. So whenever I see this list, I kind of think of what he would say. Foundry, mold, and core makers, least affected. Rail track maintenance equipment operators. How about this? And I've actually seen these guys do some work near our office. Pile driver operators.
Pile drivers.
Pile drivers.
No, I just thought
least
that was
affected.
I thought that was a move in the World Wrestling Federation. That is actually a career.
Yeah, that's a Vince McMahon special. Floor sanders and finishers, orderlies, motorboat operators, and logging equipment operators. So those jobs, which are largely blue-collar jobs, will be least affected by AI, according to the government.
Now, the scary thing is, and I hope you don't have the answer to this, is what are the jobs that will be most affected?
I do have a list, and I think number 10 will amaze and delight you, my friend.
Is it radio operator?
Broadcast announcers and radio DJs are on the list of jobs most affected by AI.
At number 10?
It's number 10.
I'm just thankful and happy it's not, you know, number 2 or number 1. That's fantastic news, actually.
My job, you know, my boss keeps wanting to replace me, and I keep thinking, well, you know, they'll keep me around for a couple more weeks. But then AI comes along and possibly spoils your lunch. But here's the list.
Jay, not to interrupt you, but when they show you the door, it's not going to be because of AI.
What would be the reason for taking all those pens all those years?
The closet full of CDs that you have that you've stashed over the years.
You know, in radio, they claim the food was free, but it wasn't. At any rate, jobs most affected by AI, interpreters and translators, historians, passenger attendants.
What?
Because, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. You know, I think that human touch is always going to be needed, isn't it? But they are claiming that passenger attendants it is a job description of affected by AI.
Is that, I mean, did they change the name of stewardess again? Is that a formerly known as flight attendant? What's a passenger attendant?
I
don't even know what that
passenger
is.
Passenger attendant. I suspect anything that you're a passenger on, whether it's a ferry boat, an airplane, hot air balloon, it requires an attendant.
Again, never been at a party. What do you do for a living? I'm a passenger attendant. I'm saying
my next party,
I'm saying that.
I'm the one that says, keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle.
Inside the hot air balloon. You said hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon. Yes. So I had wanted to be a passenger attendant because I feel like attending anything is right up my alley.
Okay.
Sales representatives of services. So this is kind of a specific sales thing, but if you are a salesperson and you're selling services, AI could take your job.
Well, what if it's just a mass email campaign, I guess, but I still think you're going to need human salespeople.
You would think. How about this, writers and authors? You and I are engaged in a business where we do an awful lot of writing, but, you know, we also realize people are not begging for our services.
Yeah. You know, you can, in fact, this is a great birthday or holiday gift that you can get somebody. In fact, I have one. We'll use you as an example. I could get a book written about you, and I could order this through an AI book company and say, you know, I want a fictional book about the main character named Jay Baker, who worked for 45 years in American radio, who went to college at Miami University, who likes cycling and Led Zeppelin.
There you go.
And within a couple of weeks, sent to my doorstep would be a hardback 200-page book about that, what I just described. And you can give it as many details as you want, your friends, your family's names, you know, other favorites and hobbies that you do. And now you've got a whole book written by someone who is not alive.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of amazing when you see AI sort of in action. And we talked about that on this show. There are a number of Americans, especially older adults, that are like, AI, you know, whatever. But they are saying that about 70% of Americans interact with at least to some degree of AI every week in their personal or jobs, personal life or at their place of business. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of here to stay. Here's your list most affected by generative AI, CNC tool programmers, that's a pretty specific job, telephone operators, and you and I know the telephone operator was probably kind of going by the wayside through technology anyway.
I really didn't know there were any telephone operators in America ever at all. I didn't know that.
In Wichita, Kansas, there is an enclave of telephone operators that didn't get the memo that it's 2025.
Now, they don't have the internet in Wichita, is that correct?
They do not. That's the only town in the United States that does not have internet or cable TV.
But they will have AI. So we apologize to the telephone operators in Wichita.
It's a social experiment. Ticket agents and travel clerks. We've known that, we've kind of heard that the travel industry will get hit hard by AI. But you'll love this. All these businesses that are potentially going to get hit hard by AI kind of have gotten a bit of a resurgence lately. Did you know that personal travel planners, despite all the internet resources that we have kind of had a bit of an uptick the last few years because most people find they have too many choices when it comes to creating a travel plan.
I just had this conversation this week in the office. Somebody's friend is a travel agent and their business is absolutely booming because there is a sect of travelers that don't want to mess with the internet and searching out tours, VIP tours, itineraries. What are we going to do when we get there? And they just would rather call somebody and say, here's the week we want to go. Tell us what time to be at the airport and tell us when the shuttle bus will be at the lobby to take us to the next excursion because they don't want to plan any of it.
No, most people just want to kind of be left alone. We know most Americans are somewhat what we'd call traditional transportation people. And you and I know that the second you get a delay or a hitch in your flight plans, that alone can throw you into a tizzy because it's your flight's delayed. Your connecting flight will not be made. But if you fly into if you fly into Seattle, backtrack, come this way, catch the train. You and I don't do that, but there are travel professionals that will do that for you. And yeah, AI will probably eventually take their jobs.
Maybe that's where you run into a passenger attendant on one of those type of trips that we're not familiar with.
You would need a passenger attendant. And then number 10 on the list, and we've kind of said this to people for years, the broadcast industry is a relatively thankless industry. So I don't think I'm overstepping by saying that. It's a little bit difficult. There are some challenges. But broadcast announcers and radio disc jockeys are going to be a category that will probably be replaced soon, if not already, by AI.
That is true. And I will say, as we wrap up the show here, that I think that the AI decisions are being driven by money on the corporate end of how can we save money in our business. AI is the answer. I think as time goes on, the marketplace is going to want the human touch. An example, top of my head, I saw a television commercial yesterday, and I could tell the entire thing was done in AI. The actor was AI. He just didn't look right. And I was thinking, I bet they could sell more product if this was a real person, because people can tell this is AI. There's a dehumanization as part of the AI, experience. And I think I think that will come out eventually in corporations. Let's look at radio. Maybe there'll be the flash here is that corporate radio will save money having AI do the jobs. And I think in a few years down the road, they may bring some human beings back because they discover there's just not that human connection.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I think there will be some pushback. So yep. We'll see.
All right, Jay, thank you so much. And for our listeners, can't do it without you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you can learn more about our show on our website, adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.